FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Gracing the cover of our spring edition is a delicious fish dish, and today I'm chatting to Farrell Hirsch, executive chef of three-plated greenhouse restaurant at Sellers Hohenhout, who created it. Welcome to the show, Farrell.
Thank you for having me, Jenny.
It's our pleasure, and wow, what a dish. I know it's part of your modern African journey menu. Tell me first, what inspired this menu?
Well, I feel that we have an abundance of heritage here in South Africa, and we wanted to utilize all the ingredients that we had and try to turn it into something a bit more modern. That's why we dubbed the term African modern.
It certainly is modern because, you know, everything that comes out in their mini courses is something new and exciting. And I really did think that that fish dish was exceptional. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, I always find hake is quite a humble fish, and people don't always go and order it. So we had to find a way to elevate it ever so slightly. So we always use fresh fish, and what we would do is we brine the fish in a 60% salt, 40% sugar liquid, and then it firms up the fish quite a bit, and it doesn't have that mushy texture anymore. It almost becomes like a king clip texture, like a meaty fish. And we just elevated it like that, and then we wanted to use some grains, so we looked at different grains that we were using in the past 100 years here, and we've been playing around with different grains for like a risotto-style base for heavier winter dish. We've actually just slightly changed that dish up now for spring. It was yesterday a new dish.
So what would that change have been?
So for the spring dish, we would keep the hake as is for the protein, and then we went with apple and fennel and daikon. So it's a lot more lighter. So we have a cashew nut and coconut crumble. Then we have a apple and fennel puree, lime compressed apples, a fresh fennel salad, smoked mussels, which we get fresh daily, which is absolutely amazing, and then a brined and breaded hake. So there's not much texture on a hake. So what we've done is we've made ciabatta, frozen ciabatta, sliced it very thinly on the orbital slicer, and then put an egg white cover on it so it sticks to it. So it almost acts as a skin element and a texture element for the fish.
Sounds amazing. Wow. Making us all hungry. And tell me, what spring ingredients are currently inspiring you?
There's so many ingredients that we go for. So I always try to look for colors to think about what's coming out the season now. So a lot of greens are going to be going. I'm really loving the apple freshness, a lot of like, turnips, carrots, a little bit of root vegetables, because it's still quite cold, even though it is spring. But we need to look at those kind of vegetables.
And Farrell, seasoning a dish, I know for you it would be instinctive, but I'm going to ask you that million-dollar question. Who should be salting the food? Should it be you in the kitchen? Should it be the diner at the table? Or should it be a little bit of both?
It's always a touchy subject, this, but we don't even put salt on the tables. And if they do want salt, we do offer. But I think if I'm not seasoning the food, and something's wrong on my end, it should be balanced by the time it gets to your table.
Well, there's also a rumor that very salty food is a sign of a stressed chef. So it should be coming out of your kitchen happy and perfect.
I hope so.
Yes. And tell me, what is your favorite dish on the menu at the moment?
We've got a new dish that we've put on yesterday as well called the Nguni. So it was inspired for a Zulu wedding. So when you go to these weddings, there's beef everywhere. And we decided we're going to do different textures of beef for our second cold starter. A lot of the meats now, we've got a new dry aging fridge, of which I love. So we dry age everything now, chicken, beef, a little bit of fish sometimes. So what we've done is we've dry aged the sirloin, we thinly slice it, bat it out, and then we do different textures of beef as well. So beef crackling, beef bone marrow, croquette style, and then a chili and carrot puree, and then a nice sharp vinaigrette to cut it.
Yum. And Farrell, what do you think are the main advantages of dry aging the meat?
So dry aging elevates it a lot. So say if something's quite tough, I'll tell you what we're doing with the chicken. It's a perfect example. So chicken, no one is going to order the chicken on the menu unless you really elevate the dish. So if you brine chicken, also salt and sugar mixture and water, and you leave it for an hour or two in there, and the salt absorbs inside the chicken. And then once you leave it in the fridge, it breaks down the enzymes and it softens the meat and it adds more flavor to it. It's almost like a cheese.
Wow, that's very interesting. Well, we're learning a lot from you today. And what we want to know most of all is, when you're cooking, what music is playing in the background?
I'm a firm believer in happy sing-along songs in the kitchen. So I do like putting on Toto or Foreigner, a little bit of Bob Marley, and it's something that guys can sing along to, and happy chefs make good food.
There's no doubt about that. Well, thank you for making us happy today and joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.